Hey, everybody. Kevin Broughton and Ryan Surratt coming at you today from the secret headquarters, to use a line from my friend Carl White, of Loan Officer Impact. For those of you that tuned into our podcast, I hope every one of you is getting value out of it and learning a lot. And we try every single week to bring on more and more talent that has different experiences and strengths and hopes and success stories, and to share that with every loan officer nationwide, regardless of where you work, in an effort to hope you have a better, more freedom-filled life. And today we have an incredibly great guest on, one of my all-time favorite guys, someone I have a deep amount of respect for what he's done in the mortgage industry. It's been nothing short of amazing. He's a wonderful human being as well, which I like more than how much business he does, because he's just a really good guy. And without any further ado, I'd like to introduce my friend Adam Clue from the great state of Florida. Adam, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks, Kevin, for having me.
Thanks so much for joining. And for those of you that have tuned into us before, you probably know that I live in Detroit, Michigan, and Adam is originally from the Toledo, Ohio area and was a firefighter there, and made his move down to Florida some years ago with his family. And he's just been a breath of fresh air in the mortgage business, and he's really accomplished some cool things that he's going to talk about today. So if it's all right, Ryan and I are going to start off with just a couple real basic questions, if you don't mind, Adam. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. And just real quick, I was born and raised in Detroit.
He's from Detroit, but when I met him, he had just left the Toledo area. But he and I are both Detroiters, and so we have that kind of bond together too. But so how long have you been in Florida, Adam, since you moved?
2018, the end of 2018 is when I moved to Florida.
All right, so just over 4 years. And and if you could, do you mind sharing, because your story is unique, how you started to grow your business when you got down there? And then if you don't mind sharing maybe an unpleasant memory, but it's an important one, kind of what happened to your business when COVID hit?
Yeah, and I'll try to keep it as compact as possible. But basically, I started off in the lower credit sphere, helping people who were buying their first home and were getting turned down by a lot of other lenders and figuring out a way to get it done for them. And that was 100% of my business. And I didn't have any referral partners. It was all done through a rent-to-own program. So I managed to close about $1 million to $2 million a month. I got it up to that point, you know, and right when I would kind of hit my peak, COVID hit in 2020. And the credit score criteria went from 580 to 660, 680, like that range. And I had no customers in that 660 and above range. So over a phone call and a video, I realized that my entire pipeline was gone. and it was probably the biggest one I had, because I think I had about $2.5 million in there at the time, and I was really excited about it.
I remember that day.
I had to figure out what I was going to do. I ended up finding a place that a lot of the loans could transfer to, because there was a company that still had an appetite for that, but they were like the only one that I had ever heard of. So I started to kind of transfer my stuff over there, and they were talking to me about switching companies, and I was wondering, like, you know, man, I'm not going to get paid for a little while, like, what I'm going to do. And ultimately, though, I've been doing coaching with the Freedom Club for a long time. And they had been trying to tell me for a long time, along with you guys over Success, that, hey, man, you can do more than what you're doing. And it's not that I didn't believe it, but sometimes it's just hard to let go of that, like, you know, that nut that you have right in your hands, you know. Yeah. But this was, you know, I gave it a lot of thought and prayer, and this was kind of my sign, was to, hey, let's finally do what you know you can do, and build your business around a referral client type business with clients. And I was watching other people around me blowing up, closing $30-40 million a year, and I was not doing that, and I felt like I could, so I just decided, let's do it, you know. So after finally deciding to go through and call referral partners and be consistent with making my calls, I went a few months without any pay, because obviously, you know, it takes a little bit of time. But my first month that I got paid was July of 2020 as well, so it was 3 months after I lost my pipeline, and I had the biggest month I've ever had. And it just kind of kept going from there. So 2021 was a great year. And I know those years were great for everybody at the time, but my business completely changed in terms of the amount of work it took. I mean, you know, anybody who's been doing this for a little bit knows that a 590 credit score is 10 times the amount of work than the 780 credit score client. And I've got a lot more freedom and I've got a lot more loans and volume and I'm making a lot more money. And that's kind of where
so I'm at. It was both a blessing and a curse, right?
Yeah, on that exactly.
Fateful day. And again, I remember that day as unfortunately as if it were yesterday, you know, Adam. And so for those tuning in, one takeaway already that we've gotten, here's a guy who had 100% of his clients rendered useless to him in 1 hour. 100% of his business went away on a video in a phone call. And that is devastating. And he had a choice to make, and thank God for his family and for himself and for us that he made the choice he made. And he totally so remorphed his business into a 100% different platform. And today he's sitting here with a better life, right? That's a true statement.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So you finally get this decision made, you get some traction going, you start doing all the things that we teach at the Freedom Club and all that stuff, and it works. And then the end of 2021 hits and the whole world goes on its heels again.
That was tough for everybody, I think, but because I had created the relationships, even though I did not have the same year in 2022 that I had in 2021, it was still a more successful year than I had had any year before I switched my business. And it actually gave me a lot of confidence because, you know, you kind of go through this period of time where, you know, you're starting new for referral relationship, you're starting your new business, and good business is good for everybody. And you kind of have those doubts where you go, well, am I just closing this much right now because the market is so great? And, you know, you kind of have that self-doubt, but being able to weather that storm and, you know, have a couple of tough months, but then be able to come out on the other side of it, it's really kind of given me the confidence to continue building my business. Cause I know, all right, you know, I kind of came across a rocky road here and I didn't fall apart. So that's kind of what that did for me. Cause I really didn't do anything different. I kept doing the same thing I was doing before. I kept trying to make my calls and refer relationships. And I had a couple months that were really rough months, like, you know, but I basically, you know, just kind of kept stuck to the script and kept trying to do what, you know, I know create success and it picked back up again. So.
And Ryan, I know you want to ask Adam something about some videos and some educational marketing, but let me just get one more question out to Adam prior to you jumping into that topic. But, because I've always envied Adam in that he never strays from the path. Whatever path he's picked, he goes at it methodically and with passion and with a plan. He's strategic. This guy's no joke. He absolutely has mastered how to stick to a plan. And Adam, that's tougher. It's not tough for you. Maybe it's tough for you, but you do it. And so many folks listening don't have that mastered yet. Could you give anyone any insight or any things that you've done to allow you through thick or thin, good and bad, fat times, skinny times, all that? How do you stay so consistent? If you don't mind sharing anything on that, that would be great.
I would say that it's not due to like some special personality trait. I think I just started talking, you know, when I had doubts about what it was I was doing, I was talking to the other people who were still doing a lot of good business and listening to the Freedom Club podcast and them saying the same thing. And it's going, okay, you guys are still doing the stuff that's getting the business in. So sometimes I believe in results determining what it is that you do. But sometimes I feel like even when you're not getting the results, having the patience to do what you know and you believe is the right thing to do to get it, and sticking it out for a little bit is just kind of what it needs. I mean, we're in an ebb and flow industry. So
absolutely,
you know, and the calls that I make in January are not a reflection of what I do in February. It's a reflection of what I do in March, April, May, and June. Right. Correct. So, I think that it's just talking to other people who are doing it and being successful and realizing, well, you guys are still doing the same thing that I'm doing. So there's not anything especially bad about me that wouldn't work. So if you can do it, I can do it. So I'll just keep doing what you're doing to create success. So that's kind of where it came from. So,
I love it. I love it. I hope that's a takeaway everyone heard. And basically just listen to what he said. If you didn't really tune in, that's a very important point. Ryan, what do you want to ask Adam?
Well, so Adam, I've been researching your website, and man, you got a great website. I mean, it's just phenomenal. We kind of talked about it in the green room. And so tell me, where'd you get the idea of your logo and your branding? Adam, the Warrior.
Well, I do probably love mortgages more than most people do. And what I mean by that is that, like, even before I became a mortgage lender, I was looking to purchase a home, and you know, I was a first year on the fire department, so I had a small amount of, I wasn't making that much money, but I needed to figure out how to get a mortgage. So I was going online, literally reading the Fannie Mae guidelines, trying to figure out how. So I've always been just, you know, trying to solve the problem and figure out how to get it done. And I mean, I don't know, to me, I don't think nerd is a bad term, but it's kind of where, you know, when you're hyper-focused on trying to learn something, you're kind of a nerd in that sphere, you know? And I've always had, you know, my friends joke around with me, calling me a nerd when it comes to stuff. So it just kind of naturally came with the mortgage nerd type thing. And that's kind of how I got to the logo there. So
that's excellent. How long have you been doing videos, putting them on your website?
2020 is when I started doing the videos. Our company provides a system called BombBomb to us, which basically means that you can quickly send out a video email with just a click of a few buttons. And I started sending that out to my referral partners just as the industry was changing and everybody didn't know what was going on. I just started sharing what I was learning to them, and that's kind of how the video part started. So
has that been successful for you, Adam?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons why I don't lose referral partners, is because I teach them along when we go along with the process, because they don't know. I mean, the realtors, some of them know a little bit more about the mortgages, but they don't know nearly what we know about them. And if you can explain what's happening along the way with them, they just appreciate that, you know?
So for those of you who don't know Adam, he goes by the logo, the Mortgage Nerd, and 100% of his referral partner attraction program is based around education and video education. And that's how he's attracted almost all of his referral partners, is through a very strategic path to education. And he knows as much about a mortgage as any person that's tuning into this call. This guy's a walking dictionary of Fannie, Freddie, Ginny. He knows what he's doing. And do you still enjoy putting the puzzle together? I know you work with a different clientele, but your clientele's not perfect today, is it?
No. It's not perfect, but it's a little different now. The loan amounts are higher. So now I'm trying to figure out, instead of trying to figure out how to get this person with a 609 credit score, a $100,000 manufactured home, I'm trying to figure out how to help the person that's trying to purchase the $1 million home in Sarasota while circumventing the fees related to a second mortgage. I mean, buying a second home. And, you know, I'm solving problems that are probably a little bit more complicated now, right? Because when you're dealing with multiple loans and larger loan amounts and things like that, it you know, you can sometimes run into unique situations, but it's still helping a customer solve a problem that they have no idea how to solve, because they don't live in this space, you know? They don't even know a lot of the stuff that we know exists. So
correct.
Yeah.
What do you see as you look out? You know, we've been through a pretty tumultuous time. We certainly don't need to rehash everything that's happened since January of last year through today, but we've seen obviously the fastest ramp up in rates per ratio that we've ever seen in the history of our industry before. We've seen them settle for a week or two and then jump back up again. Do you see this roller coaster effect continuing? Do you think, In your neck of the woods, do you see your market? I mean, you live in a very affluent area of the state of Florida. Do you feel the pinch there? Are home prices remaining strong? Is the pressure on the buyer still as high as it was 6 months ago? Could you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, I felt a softening the same way everybody else has, in terms of people wanting to get a mortgage now instead of people with, you know, lots of money getting a mortgage anyway, because it's subsidized by the government out of 2%. There, you're only now, the people who are getting it are the ones that need it.
Yes.
So that's changed some, but you know, I feel like I'm I work in more than just the Sarasota area. Sarasota is an affluent city. People from all over the country come there. I also, you know, write loans in the middle of nowhere, Florida.
Right.
I feel both sides of it, but I think that the thing about this right now is that it's still, mortgages still are in a very good, it's a good tool for a person to have.
Yes.
When you don't have the money to purchase a home and you need to borrow the money to purchase the home, it's still better than paying more than what your payment would be in rent, which is what a lot of people are still facing. You know, they're not necessarily able to buy as much home as they were before. And, you know, to some degree, people got to get over that. You know, I mean, that's not coming back.
Nope.
And a lot of people are finally getting over the fact that, you know, the further away the 2% number gets from us, the less the customer is going to be thinking about it. And they're just going to think about, what can I get for myself
today?
The sooner you can get away from that, well, it used to be this, and get out of their minds with them and let them know that, well, this is what it is. Maybe one day it'll be back down to less than 4%. And when that happens, I'll call you and things will get better. But as of today, what's your alternative?
Right. Right.
And if you realize that that's the case, and then you also believe that they still need you and you're willing to serve and help them out, you know, you're going to, people still getting mortgages. People still need to buy and own homes, you know, so.
Without a doubt. And, you know, one of the conversations you and I have had over the years, I believe this is part of your success. I don't know what level of importance you put on this. I place a high importance, but one of the things I've always marveled at with you is your ability and willingness to truly be a consultant versus a salesperson. You're not salesy at all. You don't test off the charts as a high eye on the DISC assessment as what a lot of loan officer salespeople do. But you advise people. You are a consultant and you are a debt manager for these folks. What has that mindset and portrayal of that to the client done with your business? Has it been helpful? Has it sometimes hurt? Has it not?
Because they feel that. They feel that immediately. Like, and when I'm talking with the client, I'm thinking about, what would I do if I were in your spot? And I have confidence in the fact that I think that what I'm doing is the best and smartest move. So I'm asking them questions about what their plans are, like for their family, and, you know, what's going to be best for them for the future. And, you know, I would say for as many clients that I say, yes, we'll take your mortgage and our loan, there's a good portion of those that I'll go, hey, man, this isn't the best move for you. Because I know that if I'm going to approach it with, I'm going to give you the best service that I can for your situation, that person is going to feel that on the other side of the phone. They're going to trust me. And then they're going to go, all right, what do you want me to do? Because once I get them to go, I trust you to handle this for me, then that's where I need them to be at anyway, because they don't know. Like, you know, they have no idea. I mean, some people are more savvy financially than others, but when it comes to looking at mortgages, I do this every day. Even if you're two times smarter than me, right, you're not going to come into a space that I live in all the time and come up with a better plan than I do. So I just need you to get to a point where you trust that I'm going to do what's best for you. And I truly will do what's best for them. And get them to say, okay, you know, take it from here. So,
well, it's refreshing. Ryan, isn't that a great lead in? I mean, isn't that a perfect way to be with the client?
It really is. It's phenomenal. And I think it also builds rapport with them to refer to other clients as well, or other friends of theirs become clients of yours. But I wanted to ask this question because you just gave me a thought. So what advice would you give a loan originator who maybe they're writing loans and, you know, as you said, nowhere in Florida. They're in nowhere USA somewhere. And so they're mm-hmm. listening to this and they're in the spot that you were in where they're dealing with a lot of more challenging loans, lower credit scores, that type of thing. And maybe they're wanting to move from that type of business to the business that you're now in with a little higher credit scores, larger loan amounts. What advice would you give them to make that swap?
Well, I would hesitate to say swap because I'll still write 580 credit score manufactured home if a customer comes to me and they want the help, because my goal is to help them. If I'm on the phone with you, I'm going to share my knowledge with you. If you want to write a loan with me and we can do it, which would make sense, I'm going to do it. But I would say you get what you focus your attention on. And if you're focusing your attention and your calls and your sales on agents that are going to refer you that kind of business, that's what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. If you want to change your business and start getting other stuff in, you need to decide, I need to get a list in an area where they have the loan sizes that I want mine to be in and start making those calls. You don't have to stop doing the other business, but you need to decide, where am I going to focus my attention on getting it in? You get what you put out there. So,
Kind of like as a man thinketh, so he does.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
And believe that you have, I would say the other thing is, and the reason I'm saying this is because I struggle with this, believe that you are worthy of that $1 million loan. Because a lot of times, one of the things that I struggled with when it came to making the decision to switch is that I didn't grow up making a lot of money, you know, and I felt this subconscious almost intimidation of working with customers that have millions of dollars that want to purchase a home and that are, you know, that I felt like were probably more in a different financial sphere than I was. And you quickly learn that those people don't know what they're talking about with mortgages either.
I don't.
And honestly, it ends up being a lot easier than trying to figure out some of the really, you know, low end stuff. So if you have confidence that you're worthy of that loan, and when that person calls you, have the same mindset of, I'm going to help you by giving you more knowledge than you have right now. That's how you get rid of that barrier, is to understand that and believe that they don't know as much as I do, because they don't. They really don't. So
awesome takeaway there. That I hope everyone really paid attention to that point right there. You have to believe that you're worthy of it. And I love that example. I know that you didn't grow up with a ton of monetary benefits, and I know, you know, how you grew up, and you and I have talked about that in the past. And you're way trained well to be able to handle that deal. You don't have to feel one ounce of intimidation in that room. And like you said, now that you've done a number of these and got them on your belt, these people are not much different than other folks, you know, and half the time they have no clue what they're talking about anyway. And they need the help. They need advice. They need counsel. They needed people to care about their situation. It's just as important to them as it is to the smaller guy. It's all important. And as long as you attack it with the them first mentality, which you do, and what I love about what you've done is many things fold, but you know, I see your strategicness. I know I've used that word three times already, and I really mean it, because it matters. And I look at how you've strategically done the things that we've talked about and the results it's created for your business. And it didn't happen by chance. You didn't just sit down there, move to Florida in 2018 and say, I hope things go well. The man had a plan, the man got focused, and the man executed his plan. Mm-hmm. And what I love about it is there's no give up in this guy. And so a couple takeaways that I get from knowing Adam is his unwavering commitment to exceptionalism. He never gives up. He does believe in himself. He's confident without one ounce of arrogance, and that's what makes him so attractive. He's smart, the mortgage nerd. He knows all the stuff about the mortgages, but really what he is kind. He's nice and he cares. And so I think that's the secret sauce to your success, combining of all of those incredible talents and attributes that you have is what makes you special. Not to get off track, but we're going to have to shut this down. We're hitting our limit here, but the three of us are all going to be together and see each other in about 10 days at a very special place. So yeah. I look forward to that. I look forward to you two getting some time together, and I just appreciate you taking the time to join Ryan and I today on Loan Officer Impact. If you haven't, is it themortgagenerd.com? Adam, is that a good way to get to you or no?
Adam, themortgagenerd.com.
AdamTheMortgageNerd.com. Again, that's AdamTheMortgageNerd.com. If anyone out there has any questions or needs a loan or needs to know anything about the great state of Florida and how to do mortgages there, Adam's a great resource. He's a great guy. He's a valued partner of mine and of Ryan's, and we're just appreciative. If you have any questions, loan officers out there, for any of these topics, and you want to go to growingwithkevin.com, that's growingwithkevin.com. My calendar's on there. Feel free to grab a 15-minute block, and we'll help you, regardless of which company you work at, have a better life. So thanks all for tuning in. Ryan, any parting words?
Kevin, I just love how you have the educational heart to grow your business and serve the community. I think that's phenomenal. That's a big takeaway.
Yep, sure is.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And it's always a pleasure, Kevin, to get to have face-to-face with you.
I love it. I wish we had more occasions, but I'm really looking forward to 10 days from now. I think we're going to have a blast.
Yeah, me too.
All right. See you all soon. And again, thanks so much. Thanks for everyone for tuning in. Signing off from Loan Officer Impact.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.